Have you ever wanted to play YouTube videos in Salesforce? I have, and created a YouTube player using Lightning Web Components. As a budding pianist, I built the player to help me learn classical music within a Salesforce app. The app centralizes sheet music, ideal music performances, and practice sessions. Since many great musical performances are readily available on YouTube, I needed a YouTube video player. Furthermore, I've configured the video player to appear beside the sheet music on a record page, so I can read the music and play the recording, to memorize best practices. Since these are Lightning Web components, you can also embed them in communities. For example, we can have an entire community of like-minded musicians, where members share what they have been practicing and/or performing. This video player uses YouTube's iframe API, which defines the iframe player with event listeners. If the YouTube ID is invalid, the error listener is especially useful for providing the reason why. In the onPlayer error listener, we show the message in an error toast. You can follow along this blog post to create these components, or head over to the GitHub repo to install the components. Plus, here's a video on how to configure the finished components. Enjoy Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik in the background. In this post, we will create two components to play YouTube videos. Why two, you ask? One is a component designed for home or app pages. The other is a more advanced wrapper component, for use with record pages. Let's get started. Prerequisites. This post assumes you have a Salesforce org and Lightning Web Component developer flow setup. If not, follow the steps in the Quick Start, Lightning Web Components Trailhead project. To test these components, you also need a YouTube video ID. It is super easy to find. We also need two scripts and static resource to use YouTube's iframe API. We use the API to create an iframe player with event listeners. They are at https://github.com/nihay/youtube-player/tree/master/force-app/main/default/static-resources/youtubes. Make sure they're uploaded and show up as public in your org static resources tab. All set? Let's start with the simple component for app and home pages. This component is also a prerequisite for the wrapper component. Code walkthrough, basic YouTube player component. Let's start with the metadata file for the simpler basic YouTube player component. This component takes a YouTube video's ID through the Lightning App Builder, so we set is exposed to true and add a YouTube it property to take user input. We specify the interface for home and app pages. The finished basic YouTube player.js meta.xml looks like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In the basic YouTube player.js file, we declare the YouTube it property as a public property via the @API annotation, the same property defined in the basic YouTube player.js meta.xml file. We also have a private property called player, which will reference the YouTube iframe player component we create. Where do we create the YouTube iframe player? In the rendered callback, which is called after the template has been rendered with DOM elements. We load the YouTube scripts from static resource, and after they're loaded, we call the onYouTubeIframeAppIready method. Notice the onYouTubeIframeAppIready method manipulates the DOM directly. This is because the .player constructor takes in a DOM element and replaces that element with an iframe element. Within the manipulatable wrapper component, we create a child element for replacement by the iframe. Inside a.player, we attach the error listener named onPlayerError, which gets automatically invoked when the player errs. For onPlayerError, we bind it to this so it can access this component instance to call the showErrorToast instance method. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Onto the markup. Basic YouTube player.html displays the iframe HTML element only if the YouTube it property is set. Another conditional markup renders an error if YouTube it is not found, since the YouTube it property can be passed in from another component. If the YouTube it property exists, we add an empty div with a class to make it selectable, and LWC DOM equals manual to make it manipulatable with JavaScript. The LWC DOM equals manual ensures when we call append child in the basic YouTube player.js file, the element is manually inserted into the DOM. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. This is what basic YouTube player looks like on an app page. It looks good and sounds even better. The component you see plays Mozart, referencing this YouTube video. That was fun. Next up, let's walk through the wrapper component which reuses the basic YouTube player component for record page. Code walkthrough, YouTube player record wrapper component. Let's start with the YouTube player record wrapper.js meta.xml file. The admin can set which field in the record holds the YouTube video ID, so we have a field name property for that. We also add a target tag since the component is for a record page. The finished YouTube player record wrapper.js meta.xml should look like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The YouTube player record wrapper.js file retrieves the field value given the public properties, which are annotated with that API. Since the component is on a record page, we use that object API name to get its object API name. The wire service then uses Lightning Data Service to get the YouTube ID and saves the result to the record property. To construct the fields the wire service needs, we use a getter to concatenate the public properties. Finally, we use another getter to parse YouTube ID from the wire result. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Onto the markup YouTube player record wrapper.html. The component displays the child component basic YouTube player if the YouTube ID field exists, and passes the YouTube ID property to the child component. If the YouTube ID field is non-existent or empty, the markup shows an error message. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. What does the YouTube player record wrapper component look like on a record page? Like this. Looking good, Mozart, and the music sounds great. Image. Lessons learned. Share, get feedback, improve the component. I built the basic YouTube player first, then shared it with Peter Chittum. He mentioned it would be lovely to extend the YouTube component to load videos from record values. Why not? That's when I learned the next two lessons. Use composition instead of overloading a component. I redoctored the Lightning component to work for all three page types, app, home, and record. However, the code was confusing to read. Finally, at the suggestion of Christoph Cohen-Reitz, composition, where a component wraps another one, made more sense. Let the wrapper component extract the YouTube video ID from the record and let the child component render the video. The end result is two clean, reusable components. Use Lightning Data Service to fetch data on a record page. There are multiple ways to retrieve a field value given the record ID. One way is to use Apex with record ID and field name. However, since the public property object API name and get record method are readily available, we get the field value using Lightning Data Service. This means less code to maintain, and we save API calls for when it is needed. Takeaways. These two Lightning web components are now ready to play YouTube videos in Salesforce orgs. I've configured them to play classical music. You can use them for product marketing, training/enablement, corporate messaging, the sky is the limit. For example, you can add marketing videos from customers to the account page to reference the customer's latest campaign during sales calls. Since these are Lightning web components, they also work in Salesforce communities and provide an easy and effective way to share content with customers and partners. For example, you can include how-to videos to drive feature adoption, and users can put the video beside the new feature in their org. Try out the components today. Here is the code and installation instructions. Resources. YouTube iframe API working with third-party libraries in Lightning Web Components. Documentation for developing Lightning Web Components on Salesforce platform. Documentation for developing LWC off of the Salesforce platform. TrailMix on Trailhead for Lightning Web Components. LWC Video Gallery.